The scripture today is from Acts 2, 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard the sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galilean? Now, how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pusanda, Asia, Philgrad, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, and we heard them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, 'What does this mean?' Some, however, made fun of them and said, 'They have had too much wine.'" Peter addresses the crowd. "Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. 'Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, your old men will dream dreams. Even my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above the signs, above and signs on earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." This is the reading of God's word.
Thank you, BJ. You did a great job with all of those funky names. All right, friends, let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Friends, by now, most of you should have received the session's plan for resuming in-person worship next week. Good Lord willing, and the crick don't rise, this will be our last Sunday of online-only worship. I know from talking with you guys that some of you have not had an opportunity to worship in almost 3 months. But I also know that some of you are not going to feel comfortable gathering in public in early June. So I'm going to continue to provide an online option for those who don't feel comfortable coming to church just yet. One of the challenges of moving forward with in-person worship is that everyone has different comfort levels around coming together in public right now. Some of you felt comfortable resuming in-person worship a month ago. You think there's no more risk in coming to church than going to Walmart, for example. Some of you are a little bit more nervous about coming back to church. You're worried about either transmitting the virus or about bringing the virus home with you. A few of you won't have expressed that you're just not comfortable returning to church just yet. I imagine that there are some among you that won't feel totally comfortable returning to church until there's a vaccine. Friends, our disagreements over when and how to resume in-person worship don't really bother me. I think our disagreements are a sign of how deeply we love the church and how deeply we want to care for the health and welfare of our people. What bothers me is the lack of charity we're extending to those who hold different views than we do. Particularly on this day, the day the church celebrates Pentecost, a day where we're reminded that as we wait in the wreckage of what was, and we wait for the birth of what will be, we are called to see visions and to dream dreams. We often talk about Pentecost as the birthday of the church. This is the day that the Holy Spirit fell upon the disciples and launched the church's mission. The gift of the Holy Spirit upon the early church was to unify it. The Spirit enabled the disciples to proclaim their gospel message in the tongues that the diverse people gathered in Jerusalem would be able to understand. Pentecost undid the Tower of Babel that divided people according to language. Because of the Spirit, now everyone has access to the good news, Jesus. What struck me as I was reading through this passage is that the church actually can't be the church without the Spirit. The ancient church was never meant to be a group of people who looked and spoke alike and who never disagreed with one another over anything. From its inception, it was to include Jews and Gentiles, males and females, slaves and freed. It was to include groups unused to talking to each other, that were going to need the guidance of the Spirit to speak, but also to interpret what was being said, to dream about future possibilities, and to speak the truth in love. What makes the church community different than any other community is that the Spirit is actively working in and through us to help us become the people that God has called us to be. Now, this doesn't mean that we'll never mess up or that it will always be easy, but it does mean that Christian community is one that is called and commissioned by God for the sake of the gospel. The church exists to equip us for the work of ministry, to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ with all that we meet. And it is through the power of the Spirit that we are even able to do this work. Friends, as we prepare to resume in-person worship, I do think there are things we can all do to make this transition easier. Please do not give the ushers a hard time about wearing a mask or if your pew is roped off. Trust me when I say that Session and I have had many, many, many conversations about how to safely resume in-person worship. Please trust that they have prayed about this and that they and I are doing our best to keep you safe. If you have a question or an issue with one of the guidelines that Session has adopted, please remember that most of the people in our congregation could become really, really sick if they were to either contract the virus or to spread it to someone else. I'm trying really hard to think of these restrictions as a concrete way that I can express my love for my fellow congregants right now. I truly believe that the Spirit shows up in a special way when brothers and sisters gather together as a church community. That's why Session and I are working so hard to resume in-person worship next week. But we can't do this without your cooperation. Please, if you are feeling sick, stay home. Jesus is not going to be mad at you for missing church during a global pandemic if you are feeling sick. Also, let us all practice extending charity to those who are staying home because they're scared to be in public right now. Assuming that people are staying at home because they're trying to protect themselves or their family is one way that we as the church can witness to the love of Jesus during a pandemic. Friends, it feels appropriate to me that we are celebrating Pentecost this week, particularly because next week we are going to be entering into a new season of ministry as a church community. Literally, a new season. We're going to be resuming in-person worship, but also figuratively a new season, because we still have many things we have to figure out about how to do ministry with many people feeling uncomfortable with leaving their homes right now. But the good news of Pentecost is that we don't do ministry alone. We do ministry in the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Spirit. A God who loves us so much that he sent his Son, who promises to be with us always through the power of the Spirit. That, friends, is the good news of Pentecost, the good news that equips us to go out into the world and carry out Jesus's mission wherever we are. Thanks be to God. In Jesus's name, amen.